This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Israel's cabinet has approved an agreement on normalizing relations with the United Arab Emirates. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday he and Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan have agreed to meet soon. The Israeli parliament is expected to vote on ratifying the agreement later this week. Netanyahu and Sheikh Mohammed spoke by telephone and, in separate statements Monday, said they discussed a range of topics, including peace and cooperation in the Middle East. Israel and UAE signed the U.S.-brokered agreement at a White House ceremony last month, where Israel also signed a similar deal with Bahrain. They are the third and fourth Arab states to make such agreements with Israel, following Egypt in 1979 and Jordan. Confirmation hearings for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett are set to begin. The U.S. Senate is charging ahead Monday morning on President Donald Trump's pick to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and cement a conservative majority on the court before Election Day. In prepared remarks for the Judiciary Committee hearing, the federal appeals court judge says the court cannot, quote, right every wrong, end quote. The 3 days of hearings are like no others, with voting underway in many states and the country in the grips of the coronavirus pandemic. Two Republican senators on the panel have tested positive for the virus. Azeri and ethnic Armenian forces accused each other Monday of launching new attacks in and around Nagorno-Karabakh, increasing pressure on a humanitarian ceasefire intended to stop the heaviest fighting over the enclave for more than 25 years. Azerbaijan said its military position had been shelled overnight. Nagorno-Karabakh, which is internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan but populated by governed by ethnic Armenian, said its forces repelled Azeri army attacks. This is VOA News. Two American economists won the 2020 Swedish Central Bank Prizes in Economic Sciences in memory of Alfred Nobel. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said it awarded the prize to Paul R. Milgrom and Robert B. Wilson for, quote, improvements to auction theory and inventions of new auction formats, end quote. The honorees will equally split the $1.1 million award. The Nobel Prize in Economic Science was not included in Alfred Nobel's will. It was created in 1968 by the Swedish Central Bank in memory of Alfred Nobel to mark its 300th anniversary. It was first awarded in 1969 and has been funded by the bank since then. The Trump administration has called on Congress to pass a stripped-down coronavirus relief bill using leftover funds from an expired small business loan program as negotiations on a broader package ran into resistance. The administration proposal, which Democrats dismissed as inadequate, was the latest twist in on-again, off-again talks to try to secure more stimulus as the economy struggles to recover from coronavirus-related shutdowns that drew millions of Americans out of work. In a letter to lawmakers, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said they would continue to talk to Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer and House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi to try to reach agreement on a comprehensive bill. China's government says all 9 million people in the eastern city of Qingdao will be tested for the coronavirus this week after 9 cases linked to a hospital were found. The announcement broke a string of weeks without any locally transmitted infections reported in China, though the country has a practice of not reporting asymptomatic cases. The National Health Commission said authorities were investigating the source of the infections found in 8 patients at Qingdao's Municipal Chest Hospital and 1 family member. The commission said the whole city will be tested within 5 days. The United Kingdom's hospitality industry is mounting a legal challenge to the government's lockdown restrictions, aiming to stop its plan to close pubs and other venues to tackle the rise in coronavirus cases. The Nighttime Industries Association, a UK trade body, told Reuters late Sunday that the industry has taken legal action to prevent lockdown measures from being imposed. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.